Hello and welcome to Clever Content, a podcast from Content OD, a content agency based in Sheffield. I'm Ian Broom, and on this episode, looking right at me is Phil Parkin, director of Content OD and filmmaker extraordinaire, and Tom Scott, head of digital and king of the craft ale.
Oh,
welcome back. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Surely it's either real ale or craft beer.
Oh,
come on.
That was a question asked before on another podcast. Let's not get into that.
Come on.
They're two different things, I think.
I personally am not interested.
Ian doesn't like the preamble. He's not one for wasting time.
How are you today, Ian?
Doesn't matter. No one cares. We're going to be talking about all things content as usual. Our first topic and our primary topic is about a video phenomenon that I wasn't aware of until just this morning when Tom shared this with me, and I think he shared it via an article.
I was unaware of it until about 24 hours before that.
Were you?
Phil shared it with me.
Yes.
Because I like to think of myself on top of the hot trends.
No, I'd never heard of it.
And I wasn't aware of this as a thing. We all know that YouTube is full of subcultures. There are lots of different YouTubes depending on who you are and what you're into. If you like educational videos, there is plenty of those. It's got its own subsector. And gaming, Twitch-style videos. There is, yeah. Twitch now, but before Twitch, there was, you know, the gaming community on YouTube. And, of course, I've mentioned before, the book community on YouTube, BookTubers. But I wasn't aware of the With Me videos.
Mm-hmm.
Can we call it a community, or is it more of a thing?
It's
more
a theme and a style of video, isn't it? Like instructional or...
Go on then, Tom. Off you go. Explain to us what a With Me video is.
Well, I think it is very basic explanation of it is just that it is, say I go shopping, I would record myself shopping and you would go shopping with me, either in real time or slightly sped up, but that's
so,
it.
So shopping with me, or in your case, Tom.
Yeah, shopping with Tom.
Other examples?
Gardening.
Gardening cooking. With me. Cooking with me.
Sewing.
Sewing.
Studying.
There is a world of options.
Yes.
And videos out there.
Yes. And they're hours long, a lot of them.
they are long.
So we talk. This is a very literal thing. We're not kind of being pithy here. And these videos are literally 2 or 3 hour videos where it's just a person doing a thing, a kind of an everyday task. One of the examples that we found on this particular article, which is from Google, it's from Google's, which platform is it called, Phil?
Think with Google, yes.
That's right, the Think with Google platform. So more about like consumer insights, it's kind of the...
Yeah, data, sharing data.
Well worth subscribing to.
Yeah, it is very, very, very informative, very insightful. And this one in particular was talking about the increase in popularity in this With Me trend. Which was absolutely fascinating. And I mean, straight away for us, it gave us ideas for clients of ours, which is great, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of why we spend time reading around these things and reading around the data and insights that behemoths like Google feed to us. So
I'm going to give you some of that data right now.
Do it.
So it's a worldwide phenomenon. So this is not just a US thing or a Europe thing. In Germany, the growth in Study With Me videos, that's doubled in recent times. I should find out based on how long. Could you do that for me, Phil, while I'm talking? How long ago? What sort of time scales are we talking about when I'm talking about this growth?
Brazil, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, 20 times growth in Exercise With Me videos.
Sick gains
indeed. In the US, there is a three times, is that the right way of saying that? Three times growth?
Thrice growth
in Clean With Me videos.
These stats are growth in the last year.
In the last year.
Of With Me videos around the world.
In India, there is thrice growth in Shop With Me videos, which is what you were talking about, Tom. I think I would watch you shopping for 2 hours. I don't know why.
Thank you.
I imagine at least 90 minutes of those would be spent in the craft ale.
Most of it's online as well.
Section.
Real ale.
It'd just be me sat on a computer scrolling through Amazon.
yeah.
That's all it would be.
Just screencasting. And in Japan.
Warehouse deals.
In Japan, thrice growth.
Wow.
In Cook With Me videos. So again, these are very literal things. This is literally watching someone clean or cook or study for hours on end.
Madness.
You would think it would be madness, but this is a big, big thing. I remember 15 years ago, perhaps, if you'd have said that there would be videos of people playing computer games all over the internet and there would be an entire platform that takes over the world designed for just watching other people play computer games, we'd have probably have scoffed at such a notion. But we'd have been wrong.
Well, it's not. I mean, it takes me back to the early days of like Big Brother and that kind of voyeurism that we all jumped on once that started on TV, and then this has kind of quickly followed, hasn't it, with the YouTube generation. We do love to watch people and observe people.
That was 24 hours a day, wasn't it? You could, if I remember correctly, you could log online, couldn't you, and view the webcam, which was quite, at the time was quite revolutionary.
I would say the Circle has just been
a big deal.
Have you been watching The Circle, Channel
4? I've heard of it, yeah.
You've been watching that, Phil, recently?
No, I've caught it. I've not watched it.
I mean, that's a no from both of you, isn't it? That's okay. Yeah.
The only reason I know about it is because it's another Sheffield agency built the app, didn't they?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Joy Pilloy, they built the app. And if we're allowed to say that, that's all right, isn't
it? We can say that. Yeah. Let's be proud of Sheffield and
friends of the show.
Joy Pilloy.
Yeah.
They're all good eggs there. Anyway, so The Circle's been on, and it was, as far as I know, unless I've got this entirely wrong, it's over the course of a couple of weeks, and it's kind of an edited hour-long show every evening for a couple of weeks. I think that's the case.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, the people who feature in the show, who are all in their own apartment and can only communicate via a sort of like a social media platform just for that, just for them, just for The Circle, as developed by a Sheffield company, they are still in that. They're still in that house for 24 hours a day. So there are 23 hours of...
You can watch them, can't you? I think...
You can, this is what... So why do you think people are watching these things? Well, I can tell you before you give me an answer, because it's part of the article that we've just referenced, which will be linked to in the show notes for this podcast.
Yes.
So it says that viewers turn to With Me videos for company, in-depth information, and even motivation. People make themselves more self-sufficient and empowered to act with these videos, whether getting motivation to clean, to finish that study session, or even to get that pristinely cut lawn. So there are Mow With Me videos as well. Growth in the last year of With Me videos around the world has been huge, as discussed, thrice-fold in many places. Mm. Why do you think that, does that sort of resonate? Could you see yourself watching it? Well, you just said, Tom, Mow With Me, your eyes lit up when I said that.
I think it's a sense of intrigue, isn't it? It's just probably the same thing.
What's your
human instinct?
Can you remember the magician David Blaine when he got inside the clear box?
Yes.
for just like, was it 40 days or something? 40 days, 40 nights.
Didn't he try to do it for a long time, but then the spirit of London broke him? Didn't someone fly a cheeseburger on an airplane around him or something like that?
I don't know, but I can remember watching, spending several minutes.
In case anyone from Joy Pilloy is listening, you can't stream The Circle. It is just a show.
So it is just an hour show. So
for the correction.
Your point
Tom.
Was right. All right.
Thank you. I don't know if I could see myself watching someone mow the lawn for a couple of hours.
What would you watch?
I shared this on LinkedIn as well, and it got a few comments. The one that kind of really caught me off guard was the study with me. But I watched them and I thought, actually, if I was studying, I used to struggle to revise.
Did you watch
study.
It?
I watched about 10-15 minutes.
What was it? Was it literally just
in the example that's actually with the Google article?
Yeah.
The contributor, let's call her.
Video maker, filmmaker.
Video filmmaker.
Documentarian.
She's studying, but she's filmed herself from different angles, just basically working through a workbook, textbook, writing notes, etc. The thing that grasped me was the artistry that she'd applied to it. So she put music behind it.
Yeah, so there's no speaking to camera.
No speaking to camera, not on this example, but I've seen another one which the contributor, the video maker, actually the YouTuber, contributes to and speaks to camera.
Right.
So uses it as a way of kind of talking to somebody.
So we almost might get to a point where someone studying might put a Study With Me video on in the background for company.
I think that's the idea. I think that,
brilliant.
The one, and this particular one that's in the article has, it breaks it down into chunks. So it says, right, we're going to do 15 minutes and it breaks it into
like a guide.
Into blocks. Yeah. So, so you're kind of buying into the whole let's revise together element of it, and you're working with them in those chunks. Then you have your break and then change, etc. So, but the artistry behind it was really, really nice because it had got... I kind of felt like for a moment I was, it was a little bit zen. because of the music that had been used, and it was quite calming. And I thought, actually, yeah, this is maybe something 15, 20 years ago I might have tried, actually, to get through a few hours of hard revision.
It comes on to a point that Ian's made a few times in other weeks about, you know, a generation of people that are having some serious video making skills. And I think that's a good thing.
I do too. The things that struck me about a couple of the examples. I mean, there's an example of a clean with me video. That is a
sub-trend.
Oh dear.
Anyway, so clean with me.
An entirely different kind of video. A clean with me video, which was...
I bet it'd be probably more popular, that one.
100-fold in the UK. Sorry.
Clean with me video. That was on the Google post that we've talked about already 1,000 times, thricefold, where it was really, really well shot. Like, it was very, very well done. It was like, you know, professional. So it was from all sorts of different angles, and there was a narration over the top. So she was explaining what she was doing and her plans for the day. So it's like literally trying to describe her life that day and showing her cleaning her house and, you know, picking up the toddler's toys and making bread first thing in the morning and all that kind of thing. And I thought the same thing. I assuming that is, I didn't research any further, but I assume that's just a person with a video camera and some time, as opposed to a company that's put it out. It's very easy to either mock or to criticize stuff that you initially think, no, that's not for me. But actually, as you just said, Tom, and as we've talked about previously, being able to put something like that together is no mean feat. It's like there's a lot goes into it. There are a lot of skills and that go into putting this kind of video together.
And there's clearly the audience for it.
And if there's an audience for it, like, who are we to judge? So yes, I think it's clean with me isn't necessarily for me, but I definitely can see the study with me thing. I think I can see how there's an appeal to that, because there's an accountability there. Like, if you make yourself accountable in a public way, like the person who's decided I'm going to study for 2 hours and film it, in a weird way, if you commit to publishing that, then it probably forces you to sit and do it in a weird kind of way.
Well, it's such as thinking, isn't it? If there was like a focus with me video, like an hour long, where it's broken down into like 20-minute tasks with like
just someone staring at you.
Well, like a guide, I can see me using something like that just to see if it works. So,
quick question for you. So, the example, you may have looked at this. It was released October 25th, 2017. So tomorrow, that's 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. How many views do you think it's had on YouTube?
I mean, just off the top of my head, about 860,020.
470,000.
So 3,705,000.
Wow. That's big numbers.
346. That's big, like, numbers, aren't they?
Making money numbers, surely. Monetizing your time.
It is, but I think that the one that Phil's talking about comes from someone who has already got an audience, which is always yes, the thing you need to.
She's got 205,000 subscribers already, but still, the whole... with me, trend is very established at 3.5 million, isn't it? If that's what
in many ways,
kind of numbers we're looking at,
it's not a new idea, is it? As we were saying before, like, it's kind of like a slow TV evolution.
Yeah,
I don't know if we need to explain what slow TV is.
Yeah, it's, well, I think I kind of thought of it as a combination of like slow TV and unboxing.
Yeah,
in a way, it's you're kind of buying into just watching something happen or not happen.
It's like background noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
For me, that's why I would probably use it as.
Do you know what I think the common thread between all of these examples that we're referring to? It's just the person. It's like we're interested in people ultimately. And so when we talk about watching video games, someone playing video games, I've done this. I was saying to Tom earlier before we recorded, I find myself in a job that I wasn't particularly enjoying, spending, you know, some time watching somebody play video games. And the reason I watched it wasn't really because of the video games. It was because the guy was very funny. This was kind of, it wasn't PewDiePie, but it was around the time that PewDiePie was still doing that kind of video. And I was just, the video game was incidental almost. I was interested in that particular person and what they had to say and that, you know, and just, you know, like watching any other form of entertainment, and I would, you know, be easier to get back to some work and just have it on in the background, just the audio. And ultimately, I think it's people. We're interested in people and process. So, when it comes to writing, all writers are obsessed with how other writers write. And so, I can completely imagine that there would be a write with us, which there doesn't seem there is. I've searched for it, but there might be like a write with us. We just sit and watch someone write, I don't know, a short story for a couple of hours, something like that.
The clue's in the name of the platform, isn't it? YouTube.
Nice, Phil. Nice.
Oh, nice. So we all think it's a good idea. Not a good idea, but a good thing.
I'm not saying it's it's a good idea for the people who like to watch it and for the people who make it.
Very diplomatic.
I think the question that we need to answer, and I'm going to say that I've given mine with a right with me. If you had to start your own with me YouTube channel, what's it going to be, Tom?
I go cook.
Cook with me.
Cook
okay.
with me. Or drink. No, drink with me.
Just got to be.
Let's go to the pub and drink with me.
Sounds like the road to ruin for millions of people.
I've got to make another video.
What about you, Phil?
Football keep ups with me.
Football nice. Keep ups. It's going to be a short
Football
video.
Football skills
isn't it?
With Phil.
I'll have you know I can do over 100.
Can you?
Yes.
Wow. Videos or keep ups?
Keep ups.
Okay. Shall we move on? Yeah. Tom, what are we going to play? Please don't tell me, because you've been banished from this podcast for 2 weeks for your inability to name this section. Well, we've gone back to the good,
it's
bad.
It's been good, bad for a while. Yeah. I think it could possibly be called I'd Like Your Opinion. Phil likes good, bad. So, he's shaking his head. What?
I think we've claimed it as good, bad since you've been gone.
So it's good, bad. Yeah. There you go. The only problem is sometimes the questions don't really reflect good, bad.
So it's almost like it's badly named, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost incredibly apt. Welcome to Good Bad. Let's go.
What is it this week?
I believe this is Coldplay, popular band with some people. They have announced a new album, I believe, is it?
I think they've announced their track listing for the track listing for their new album.
Yeah, but they've done it in an unusual way. They have posted it in, I think, what you'd call classified ads in papers. Is that the name for it? So where you see, you know, your jobs or you're selling things or people looking for love, that kind of area of papers, which I imagine are a dying thing these days. But yes, they've listed it under entertainment in papers, their track listing for their new album, which has got them.
Nice.
The conversation is, has it got them more attention doing it that way than it would just doing it a traditional launch? I think it's up for debate.
Which is traditional? Is that traditional, or is this?
It's people talking. So rather going digital, had they done a poster and just done some like paid ads and stuff?
Yeah.
But then they are Coldplay, and they probably would have got attention anyway, wouldn't they?
I would have thought so. I'm confused about why anyone cares what track listing people have on their albums.
I also thought, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that that's how albums were promoted.
I think it's a relatively new phenomenon.
It's that launch date, isn't it? That's what you need to know. When can I buy the album?
Album cover.
Was that actually on there?
I can see why people might be interested in what an album cover looks like, but the track listings, I think it must be a new thing. I'm never quite sure.
Let me just read. Oh, the date is on there. Everyday Life by Coldplay.
When is it out?
November 22nd, Phil.
Just give them a plug.
Yeah. They need it.
I mean, what I do like about it, I suppose, is that it's, you know, it's something a bit different, but I still feel like everyone's catching up with Radiohead. Who are the least media savvy bands going in the sense that they don't do interviews. Although Tom York did do an interview last week. It was very, it was on Stephen.
How was it?
It was great. It was on Stephen Colbert. So like a proper, you know, late night talk show. He was great. But you know, they're media shy, don't do interviews, you know, a difficult listen. Lots of people would argue, but they always come up with these really interesting media stunts, probably most famously when they were one of the first bands to give their music away for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it ever got, whether, you know, how many they sold or how much money they made out of that, whether it was comparable to what would have been a conventional release. I don't know if that information ever came out. I wasn't planning to talk about this, so I didn't do any research. but something like that seems like quite a long time ago now. And, you know, whilst part of me thinks, you know, this is an interesting way of launching something, and you know, as always, we look at different ideas for campaigns that you might do with clients and all that kind of stuff. It still feels like, you know, is that all? Can we not do something a bit more interesting?
It is quite funny to see a Coldplay album wedged in between an advert for resin driveways and small bales of hay. It's unusual.
Yeah. How much was the hay?
The hay, excellent grade A quality, can deliver £4.50 per bale.
What do you call small?
It does not specify size. Great question. You can text the number. I won't read it out.
No.
I'll give it to you afterwards.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Phil?
I was just thinking how big their...
you need to be in Wales as well.
Their ad spend budget was...
Well, that's the thing,
like,
as well.
£400.
No, genuine question. Have papers been duped a bit there? As in...
It could have charged more.
Yeah, would they have charged like £50 for that? And they've been, hold on a minute.
It's all over the world, isn't it? That's probably quite a key key thing. So
exactly. All right, 500 quid.
Yeah,
we've got Wales, America, that's England,
international.
Yep,
Japan, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I like it.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I do. I think it's. I think it's quite original, mm-hmm. and I think I like the idea that it's gone back to that whole kind of traditional ink on paper. I think that's lovely, and it's very nicely aligned with Coldplay.
Attention.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
All right. I mean,
You don't sound convinced.
I find it very difficult to say anything positive about Coldplay in 2019. I really do. I do think that there's a time and a place, and it was probably in the mid 2000s, if not the early 2000s.
For them?
Yeah, I think so.
Oof, but that's a whole other podcast now.
Yeah, go back to the Spotify podcast from last week. I'll see if I can quickly come up with a line. I definitely can't. All right. Well, that's that all sorted then. Anything else to add, Tom, in this section?
No.
We didn't say whether it was good or bad, so I'm going to say good.
You both said good.
Yeah.
So you did, and I'm going to go with bad.
Come on!
Just boring. It's classic Coldplay. It's just a bit boring, isn't it? I don't know if we can keep that in, Tom.
Sorry.
It's time to stop. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can subscribe to the Clever Content Podcast in Apple Podcasts or any particular podcast app of your choosing. You can find out more about the show at contentod.co.uk/podcast. We also post all of the previous episodes on there too. You can go and have a listen to those. And you can send us your feedback too. Just send that to info@contentod.co.uk. We'll take a look and get back to you right away.
And please do not forget to subscribe to the newsletter.
Of course.
Very, very good.
Tom's newsletter. Yeah, it is good. It's
some healthy content in there, I'd say.
It's brief, but fantastic.
Bite size.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So subscribe to the newsletter too, the Clever Content newsletter, and you can get that on the website too. That's enough plugging. That's enough of everything. Thanks, chaps.